Welcome to Thriving Starseed, a podcast dedicated to supporting and guiding starseeds as they discover who they truly are and navigate their life on Earth. I am your host, Maria Katolikova. I am an Onyx Starseed, Soul Guide, Starseed Activator, and Awakener of Leaders, and I would love to invite you to join me on this transformational journey. So buckle up as I dive into how you can reveal and fully embody your magic and step into your leader role, so that you can thrive, have fun, and create an amazing life for yourself while you are fulfilling your sacred mission of helping humanity evolve. Hello, my wonderful, beautiful starseeds, and welcome to the 15th episode of the Thriving Starseed podcast. And today we are going to dive into an exciting topic of healing, into how every single one of you are amazing healers and how you can activate your healing ability and download your personalized healing modality with which you came to Earth. But before we dive into all this goodness, I would love to wish you all a happy Easter. And where I come from, Easter is a symbol of renewal, new beginnings, and all the joy and excitement that comes with them. So I would love to wish you from my heart today joyous new beginnings in the areas of your life where you already feel on a deeper level that change is needed. And of course, I wish you a wonderful day filled with love, happiness, and peace. Okay, so now we are ready to dive into the main topic of today's conversation. And I would like to start it by saying that every single one of us, starseeds, come here to Earth to help humanity heal and evolve towards more love, more connection, more oneness with everything and everyone around them. And every single one of us will do this work in their own way. And I have discovered that more often than not, every single starseed will come with their own healing modality that we are supposed to be using. And I personally have two that came to me with time, but more on that a little bit later. What I wanted to mention first and foremost is that some of us are meant to heal people directly, and others are meant to work more with healing the earth itself, you know, and create more energetically elevated spaces here and there on earth, because it will affect the people who are living in those areas as well. And it will spark something within them that will put them on the path of awakening. And this is how some of us are meant to be doing this, which means your healing modality might be directed more towards the earth rather than people. But regardless of what it is, regardless of who you're supposed to be working with, we all come very well equipped, and we all come as healers. And by the way, actually everyone is a healer. There is not a single person on earth who is not their own healer. The problem is most people forgot that that's who they are, and they are disconnected from that ability, from that knowing within themselves, from that intelligence within themselves, which is why a lot of people are dependent on external sources of well-being and health. So for us, when we are awakening, and if you have already begun your awakening journey, what happens almost immediately is that we recognize that ability within ourselves. We recognize that, okay, I am a healer. The important part at that point is to actually accept that as truth. It sounds very easy and very cheesy a little bit, right? But a lot of work that we are here to do with ourselves comes to self-acceptance. A lot of things that we have within us, all these gifts, like we talked last time, all of our gifts come with self-acceptance. So, which means for you to be able to activate your own healing ability and then have access to that healing modality that you have, the step number one would be as simple as that. Recognize that you are a healer. Do not reject that truth about yourself. And I can tell you that from my personal journey, when I heard it for the very first time, that I'm a healer, and I received this resounding message in my head that I'm a healer, I rejected it in the first place. Because of my history with my mom and what happened and how her disease unfolded, back in time, I was so committed to saving my mom, and when she eventually died, I blamed myself a lot for not being able to save her. Of course, I learned my lessons afterwards. Like, I learned that we cannot save other people, and we cannot even put the burden of saving other people on our shoulders, But when it happened, I was way too young and way too inexperienced and also not awakened yet. So I created a lot of different conditions inside my own head as to why that didn't work and why the death of my mom was somehow my fault, like I contributed to it. Okay, so when I received the message in my own head that you're a healer, my first reaction was like, that's bullshit. I couldn't save my mom, so I am not a healer. I couldn't heal her, so I cannot be a healer. Which meant, again, that I needed to work through some issues within myself and resolve them to be able to accept that truth about me, about who I am. And that was before I actually awakened to being a starseed, because I had my awakening first, like a spiritual one, on a larger scale, and then more specifically towards being a starseed. But that knowing came to me around 4 years ago, I would say. And I had to work through those issues, like I told you, within myself, to reconcile the knowing that I actually am a healer and the fact that my mom had to die. And it was all part of my journey, because I know that if it didn't unfold the way it did, I might not have awakened at all. So, and when it comes to your own journey, you might also feel that resistance within yourself when you come to this realization, okay, I'm a healer, whether it comes from a voice within your head telling you that, or just you listening to me now telling you that you're a healer, right? Because that truth is undeniable. We are all healers, and especially every single starseed who comes to Earth, because that's our mission. That's like literally why we are here. Okay, so you need to first of all sit with yourself and accept that fully as being true about you. That is step number one that you cannot avoid, that you cannot go around, okay? So, as I told you, I eventually received two healing modalities that I currently use. But first step was acceptance, right? Before I accepted, nothing came. After I accepted that fact, very, very soon, first of all, I awakened to being a starseed. And then first of the healing modalities came to me. And then after, I think, a year or so, the second one came. So the first one came as a result of my own healing. Because the very first thing that I did for myself when I came back from that ayahuasca ceremony that helped me to remember who I was, the first, I think, a very conscious decision was that, okay, I need to heal my body now. Because I felt at that point that my body is so heavy and so dense and so sick that it holds me back in so many ways from fulfilling my mission. Because I constantly felt tired, I felt pain here and there, like I couldn't sit at my computer, for example, because I had this atrocious lower back pain, and it had to go. I clearly saw that this is a stumbling block for me that has to just be dissolved. So after coming back from that ceremony, I spent around, I would say, 3 months just sitting with myself with the intention to heal my body. I started with my body. Okay, and then I moved more into healing the patterns in my life that keep repeating and that I don't like. That, you know, the patterns that come from childhood wounds and something that I have experienced in this life and also other lives. Okay, but my first step was to sit with my own body and just address the most, basically, the issues that were staring in my face. So, obviously, at that moment, without knowing it, I was already using one of my own modalities. But I was not consciously aware of that at all. What was happening at that time is that I was sitting in meditations for really, really long periods of time. And I was actually going away. I was not aware of what exactly I was doing. Sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. But most of the time I was taking some sort of healing journeys inside my own body and inside my own soul that eventually, if I remembered them, that I started sharing with other people. And I wouldn't call that a healing modality as such, but this is a tool that I started using with other people. I understood that I can guide people within themselves and bring them on a journey, you know, like bring them somewhere within that they can stumble upon a problem that causes their pain, whether it's a physical, an emotional, or a mental one. So that is one of the first things that I started doing, and that was my beginning as well. And eventually, one day I became aware that I'm actually going to the quantum field. And then what happened next is that I know that one day I woke up and I just rushed towards my desk, to my office, and I started writing down the steps of how to bring people into the quantum field and heal inside the quantum field. And that's how my first healing modality was basically downloaded. It was in my sleep. I literally woke up with it. Okay, so, and that's what I started using extensively for I would say more or less a year, the very first year with people. I was bringing them into the quantum field. So it's a space where everything is already created, the past, the present, the future, all the timelines, they are in there. So you can access absolutely anything that your soul has experienced. And you can also access any kind of situation where you've been, not just from your perspective, but from the perspective of other people. Okay, and that multidimensional way of looking at what happened to you allows for a very profound healing to happen for people. Okay, so that was the first one. And I used it, as I said, for almost a year. And I still use that. It's not that I downloaded the second one and it somehow became bigger than the first one. No, they have a completely different applications, actually. So a year later, I received what I call right now an alchemized healing, because it is a combination of the intelligence of your body, the wisdom of your soul, and also the universal energy that we all have access to. So I kind of combined these three elements inside the alchemized healing to help people heal. And that healing was based on the fact that every single one of us has access to that body that we inhabit to understand what's going on inside. The more we are connected, the more we can understand the messages that our body sends to us every single moment, because our body is communicating with us. Just most of the time, we're not listening. And every single disease that we experience already in the body is a result of us not listening to it for a very long time. But when you begin establishing the connection with your body, you begin understanding that it tells you something. And then you can sit with it to see where the root of the problems are. Because usually the roots are not physical. They are most often linked into some emotional distress or some limiting beliefs that we created as a result of something that happened to us that was traumatic. And then they started festering within. They started creating, first of all, emotional and mental pain and disease, which transformed eventually into the physical one because we ignored our body. So that is kind of the first element of that healing modality, that you need to connect with your body. And the more you connect with your body, the more you start healing yourself. You know, whatever you use at the beginning, it might not necessarily be your own. We can use other people's healing modalities without a problem. But we need to heal. We need to begin healing, because healing for us is the key to connect to our soul. And the more we are connected to our soul, the more we can access whatever we need on this journey here. Our gifts, all of our wisdom, or what our purpose is, like basically everything that your soul knows and can share with you that is required for your journey right now to be successful, to be joyous, to be fun, you can actually ask, right? So the more you heal your physical body and you eliminate all of those wounding that you carry within yourself, the more you connect to the wisdom of your soul. And then you combine these two elements, which means whenever your body will be telling you something, like, for example, you have a stomach issue. And for example, your body will tell you, well, you have a stomach issue because you haven't digested that specific situation that happened with you in time. And then you can ask, so why couldn't I digest it? What did I make it mean? Right? And then your body will tell you what kind of beliefs were at the basis of that problem. But most of the time, the beliefs that we create in the moment when we are wounded, they're not empowering. They are very disempowering, and they're not the truth of who we are. And that's why they create this dissonance within our body. They create the disease, because they're not the truth, and we are storing something that is not the truth inside ourselves. So in this moment, when you first understand what is the untruth, then you can call in your higher self and ask, what is the truth here that I need to see? Is that true, that thing that I'm telling myself? And you can already assume that it's not true, because that otherwise you wouldn't be sick. And then your soul helps you to understand what really happened and what kind of beliefs you can create instead, what kind of truths about yourself you have forgotten, so that you can remember them again and release the pain that you have been carrying and heal that wound. And once these two elements are kind of in place, then you can call in any sort of energy. You can call in the energy of the sun, or the energy of Mother Gaia, whichever feels more in line with you, just to cleanse any residual energy from within yourself. Because once we are done with the healing process, the purging will go on for some time, but you can assist it as well by using external universal energies that are always available to us. Okay, so these are my personal healing modalities that I use. And I talked a little bit more about the second one, because it is more exciting for me right now to work that way with people, because I believe it's really, really empowering. And I also understood the difference between the two. Why do I need the two? I didn't know it at the very beginning, so I was a bit confused. Why do I have two different healing modalities? But then eventually the understanding came that it has to do with the maturity of the soul. That not every single soul is equally advanced. You know, it's equally developed and equally has access to certain wisdom and knowledge. Because if, for example, if you're a young soul, you might not necessarily know certain things right away and come up with the truth that you need to know for yourself right away. You need a little bit of external help, which is when the quantum healing can be really helpful. Because when you go to the quantum field, you can download absolutely anything, well, apart from the lessons that you need to learn. They still need to be understood from within. But you can download as many details as possible about what happened and see different perspectives, because that allows you to understand better and to come up to different conclusions eventually. So basically, the quantum healing is very, very effective for the souls that are younger, basically. They're younger and they are earlier on their journey compared to more advanced souls. It's also more suitable for people who can easily connect to something outside of their bodies. And most of the starseeds, actually, it works very well with starseeds, because we are amazing travelers. We can get out of our body really fast and go somewhere else, which is not inside. So that is why this healing modality is very, very useful with starseeds. Not because they're young souls, but because of that ability to just come out of their body with ease. While the second one, the alchemized healing, it is more suitable for more advanced souls, because they already possess a lot of wisdom and they don't need a lot of external assistance in shining the light of truth, basically, on the situation and understanding what's really going on. Okay, so that was a big revelation to me that actually happened only last year, after several years of using these both modalities, that I can use them interchangeably, but depending on the person, and I can make a judgment call on each person with whom I work, what will be most suitable for them. If I talk with the person, I can see how connected they are to their own body. Because, of course, the alchemized healing will not work with people who are completely disconnected from their bodies. They will not hear their own body speaking to them. No matter how much I try to help them there, this connection needs to be established first and foremost, okay? So, this is my own experience with healing myself and these modalities that I downloaded. I wanted to share with you what I took out of that and how these downloads actually happened. And the first thing to understand, like, if you want to download your own healing modality, and you definitely have one, I am 100% convinced that every starseed will have something special within themselves. It doesn't mean that it will be totally new. Sometimes it's a variation of something that already exists here on Earth. And I mean, there are not infinite amounts of different healing modalities that exist in the universe as well. So which is why sometimes we would use something similar in between us. But you can still download it from your own perspective, from your own race, and from your own soul. Because I believe that even if you learned something in one of your lives before, you enhanced it with time. You infuse it with your own understanding of how exactly it works and what exactly needs to be done with people, right? Which is why for me, it's very, very powerful to download it from within yourself. So what do you need to do to download your own modality? I mean, the first step was accepting that you're a healer. That is without a discussion. The second one to download yours is, first of all, as I said, to begin trusting yourself and healing yourself. And maybe as me, you would feel that the best way to start is with your body, right? Because it's the most apparent one. Or you might already be aware of a lot of your own issues and where they come from, and maybe you would feel the pull to start there. But the step number one is to begin healing yourself. Because as I explained to you before, the more you heal yourself, the more you establish the connection with your soul. And that's where everything is stored. That's your golden well, where you can download a lot of information that you already know. And how would you do that? I personally did it from meditation. I sat for extensive amounts of time, 1 hour, sometimes 1.5 hours, and I would just allow myself to connect with what is going on inside my own body. Okay, so meditation is, I would say, the number one tool that you would also use for yourself to be able to heal. because it's the easiest one. It's the one that is always available to you and that doesn't require anyone else to guide you. Of course, you can also invoke somebody's help. You can start working with the healer in the first place. Not the healer who will heal you, who will do something, but the one who will explain to you how you can heal yourself, who will teach you and guide you, basically, within yourself. Because that's very empowering. That allows you to right away connect to your own healing rather than be dependent on someone else. But that's a choice. And I know that I didn't start with healers at that time, but I did work with healers afterwards on the things that where I felt I needed help for some reason. Or sometimes I just felt, okay, I'm done doing it on my own and I would love to be supported. So whichever you choose, the step number one here to be able to download your modality is to start healing yourself, to establish the connection to your soul. So once the connection is established, that's when you can directly ask your soul to download whatever healing modality that is useful to you right now, because you might have several, into your conscious awareness. Because on a soul level, you already know it, okay? So, but it helps a lot to just be aware of it, right? To do, when you're doing healing with people, to be aware exactly of what you're doing. Of course, you can also heal people very unconsciously. Don't get me wrong. It's something that's possible. You might feel the pull to do certain things with certain people that will help them heal. But if you want to know your own internal process, you can ask your soul. And it will be downloaded. And then I would say the element of patience is really important here, because you need to allow it to be downloaded, and it can happen right away, or it can happen in a week, or it can happen in a month, right? Depending on whenever your soul feels that you are ready. So you simply need to be patient and also open that it can come. It can also come in a dream, like for me. I woke up from sleeping and then I wrote it down because something was downloaded during my sleep. So that would be the next step. That you can ask your own soul to just download whatever it is that you know how to heal others into your conscious awareness. Okay? Another possibility is that you can connect with your star family, with someone who is here to support you as well, who is here to cheer you on, and ask them to share the healing modality of your race, because every race will have something specific. And then channel that directly, and then you can probably write it down for yourself or maybe speak it up. And then you record whatever you are channeling so that you can have access to that in that way. This can definitely work if you already have the connection with your star family and you have a trusted representative from your star family who regularly talks to you. So that is the second option that you have. Whether you download it from your soul or your star family, you will have full access to what it is and what it looks like and how to use it with people. Okay? So this is what I wanted to share with you, because it's as simple as that. Simple and not easy, right? Because it all depends on how well you're connected. Because, I mean, for me, I know that the more we are connected to who we are and to our body here and to our existence here, the more we actually can connect to something else, which is outside of us. It's not that easy to connect to something outside if you're totally disconnected from who we are. So for me, the more you do this work of connecting to yourself, the more you get access to everything that you need here. And a lot of people who struggle to remember their gifts, remember their purpose, remember who they are, where they come from, and what they know, it's coming from this inner disconnect between you and your body and your soul. So for me, that work is crucial. The more you heal in the first place yourself before you begin healing others, the more you receive that information from within. For example, for me personally, the beginning of this year was quite intense. I have been doing a lot of healing around things that I wasn't ready to look into before. And they are specifically my mother wound and my father wound. And I was quite surprised because I believed that my mother wound will be bigger compared to my father wound, but it turned out to be the opposite. And I worked for my mother wound during the months of January somewhere. While I am still working through my father wound, I began at the end of February, I believe, or maybe beginning of March, and I'm still going through it because there are so many things entangled in there that I need my time. I need to take my time and sit with that. But as a result of all this work, it happened actually last week, I felt inspired to create an event for people to help them accelerate their own healing. And I would love to invite you to that event. So it's called Inner Healing Accelerator, And it's a workshop that is absolutely free, first and foremost. And I designed it for those who would love to understand why they have been stuck on their own healing journey and why, despite maybe many, many efforts that you put into healing yourself, you don't see any tangible results in your life. It feels like nothing really changes and you're healing yourself and healing yourself, but no tangible results are visible to you. So this is a perfect event for you then. I will explain some crucial elements that I have discovered on my own healing journey that literally prevent people from healing and keep them stuck in that loop, in this endless loop forever. Okay, so if that's where you are right now on your journey, that you feel stuck and you don't know what's next in terms of your healing, and you're just even wondering, why the heck am I healing and not seeing any end of it? So then this is for you. I'm going to share the link to this event in the description of the episode, and feel free to register. It's going to take place on the 10th of April, and we will meet on Zoom, because I usually organize all of my events through Zoom, so you would need to register so that you can receive the access to join us live via Zoom. Okay? So, this is it, guys. This is everything that I wanted to share with you today about healing and how you can activate your own healing ability and also download this wonderful healing modality that you carry within yourself. That is your main way of helping humanity. I hope you found that episode insightful for yourself and you took something valuable out of it. And if you did, please let me know. As usual, I love having a line of communication with my listeners. And I love hearing your feedback because it always inspires me to create something more for you, to approach topics that I might have not necessarily thought about. So you're very welcome to reach out to me and share your feedback. And of course, as usual, please like us, please share this episode and the podcast itself to help us grow and reach more people out in the world, and leave us a review where it is possible. It is very, very highly appreciated, as always. So thank you very much for being here with me today, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.